Oh, we both have tentative fingers.
Welcome to Gendo posing.
Wow,
I guess so.
I didn't
My
get
name
the
is
me-
Mike.
Josh did not get the memo. Ray over here. Ray over Hold here on it, just ready to go.
I have a lot to say.
Welcome to Postscripted, a TV watch.
Oh, it is Postscripted.
Podcast from the Unscripted Gaming Crew.
That's right. My name is Mike.
I'm Josh.
I am Ray.
Boy, howdy, do
and
we
folks,
have a special series coming up for
this
you.
This has been made known to friends of the pod. Not that if you don't know this, you aren't a friend of the pod. Obviously, we love all of you. Thank you for your support.
But
it's been hotly anticipated for reasons because
we'll
get to that.
No. Seriously, like other people that we know, you probably said like, "Hey, we're watching this," and they're like, "Oh, I can't wait to listen to that."
Somebody who's never listened to the podcast before said, "I might have to give this one a listen." Like,
wow. Okay. All right.
Because we're
is all about growth. Yeah. As we'll make everyone's like, "Wait, aren't they just watching another anime?"
No.
In a sense,
but in reality, a little bit.
A little bit.
We're expanding our demographics here. You know, it's all about demo growth.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
We gotta hit those SEO markers.
Right. We're slacking. So, folks, let me tell you a story. Okay. So we watched for our first Postscripted. We watched Evangelion. Which is a show about the human condition and being depressed and that it's okay to kind of be into your hot teacher.
That's a good summation.
Then we watched Gurren Lagann, which was a show about the human condition, depression, and
how it's okay to be into somebody.
The fact
somebody
that your hamster might be a twink.
And to be into somebody without any personality.
Right. And then it was my turn to pick a show. And folks, I tossed and turned. I struggled. I was in the black and white part of the infomercial for weeks. Just aching. I just could not think of a show to pick.
I really like that analogy. I just imagine
it's like
Mike was like a popcorn bucket. Like, oh no, both my hands are tied up with the bucket. How will I reach the remote?
Just like spilling popcorn.
And it just spilled it everywhere.
Just like carrying like five jugs of milk with like the cap on none of them. So
well, the cap's on, but it's loose on all of them. And you're just like, how could I ever do this?
There has to be a better way.
And like our Lord and Savior, Phil Spencer. Just kidding. Jesus Christ. I walked through the metaphorical desert of not having any good podcast ideas for 40 days and 40 nights. And then it hit me like a semi-truck.
Bang.
The beacon emblazoned on the horizon of my 4K TV when my wife started watching an episode of a little show called Love is Blind, and it all snapped into harsh relief right there. I was like, that's
color re-entered Mike's life. Everything was easier.
Color,
all of his problems were solved.
That's right, exactly. And folks, Love is Blind is a show about
the human condition.
Depression, and drinking wine out of a glass that is not see-through. And some other stuff, too. That's what our Postscripted is about next. It is the current season. Season 6 of Love is Blind is what we're doing here.
Mike.
Wait.
Mike,
I thought
you believe
you were making me watch.
Mike, do you believe love can bloom even in a box in a warehouse in Charlotte, North Carolina?
We're watching the current season, or am I watching the first season? I forget which one I'm watching.
We said season 6.
Man, I must have messed up because I think I watched the first season. Let me check.
Do you know somebody named AD Ray?
No.
Well, this is a problem.
Stop recording.
No, we're keep going.
We're talking.
Wait,
about,
no.
We can't.
Let me check. Am I actually? What episode am I on? Yeah, season I was watching. I was absolutely watching season one.
Dog. Okay. Okay. Hold on.
I kept mentioning the names of characters.
Oh my god!
Thanks for listening to the postscript.
No, wait. Keep recording.
No, keep recording. Going.
No. This is the bonus announcement episode. Now, this is not the real one. Okay, hold on. We have to scroll back. We are going back into the
Mike
chat.
Mike is finding the receipts here. God.
No, I probably messed up. I'm like owning it. This is probably on me.
Well, this is going to go up on the channel as a, hey, we're getting ready to watch season 6, so buckle up and watch the first two episodes.
I did watch the first two episodes.
of season 6? Wrong season?
So, okay. Folks, quote, February 29th, 1:47 p.m., Mike. Folks, I take no pleasure in saying this, but I think we have to do... I think I know what we have to do for our next watch pod. Mm-hmm. I think we have to do Love is Blind. Ray, ... I can't think of anything else that would be good! Exclamation point. Mike. Josh. Fuck yes, let's go. All caps. This things we're skipping over. Ray, post Love is Blind rating from a Google search or IMDb or whatever. I say, I guess current season makes sense. Josh says, the new season is great. There's some discourse about Final Fantasy VII here. I'm getting to a little hot water here because I thought there'd be a more definitive confirmation of season 6 being the one we are watching.
I think it was said at one point. Maybe. I'm willing to admit I effed up.
Okay, yeah. So you say Final Fantasy VII is great. And I say, how long... Okay, but how long are the first two episodes of Love is Blind? So we...
Well... Ray got to watch two free episodes of Love is Blind.
Ray gets to watch two free episodes of Love is Blind. So
episodes.
Here's how we can salvage this, boys, because this is funny. So, yeah, I keep just saying episodes 1 and 2. I never said...
I did watch episodes 1 and 2. I promise you I did that, and I have one.
This does make sense, because I'm like, I'm talking about Trevor, and you're like, I don't know who these people are yet. I should have caught that.
Yep, you know what? That all makes sense now. Because he should have known who those people were. Yeah.
He should have known. We should have known, Josh. Okay. I didn't put two and two together.
Well, thank you for... Okay. So okay. Everybody...
No.
Get ready.
No. Stop. No. There's something we can still do here.
Okay.
So, Ray.
Yeah.
Before, when I announced that we had to do this to our group chat, as you all just heard, and me being so confident that I said season 6, but actually never in fact did, apparently. I said current season, ? Which is not no. But no one offered up an alternative confirming this. And I know we said season 6 verbally. I know we said that.
You probably did.
But talk us through your journey of understanding from... Because before, when I said these words, that this is what we were going to do, our understanding is you did not know the premise of the show at all.
No. I knew it was a Netflix reality show, which is like my anathema. I just do not watch those, and I thought I had my Netflix algorithm kind of set so that they know better to ever recommend that shit to me. Now they recommend me really crappy anime, which, you know, also fair. But actually, I canceled my Netflix subscription like a long time ago, so this I reactivated to get it. So when you said we're gonna watch Love is Blind, I'm like, what is that? Just some kind of dating show? What, are they actually
blind? Oh, no, my friend.
Are they actually... do they not know what's going on? What's going on? And so I did sit down and watch the first episode. And I was so confused. Let me read off just... I'm not going to read off my entire literal one page of Google Doc notes. But I did take notes. And my very first note is... And I'll show it to you. Is us watching this a bit? Because I was so confused as to, like, why did Mike suggest we watch this? I don't know what's going on.
This is already paying dividends. Like, this is a great this is perfect. Because you know what? Love is blind. You know what it also is, folks? Unscripted.
This is very unscripted.
Just
yes.
Like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My second note to go ahead and
this is an emergent podcast moment right here.
A lot of people on this show seem vapid, I guess at least they're trying something new? Question mark. Like, I'm trying to be in like a I'm not trying to be a complete negative Nancy, right? Or a negative Ned. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I was under the assumption, legit under the assumption, that like Mike truly loved this show. And I didn't want to be mean. So I'm like, okay, all right. Well, I'll give it a shot. I'll give this a shot. And then someone said, this is my third note. I'm not going to read all the notes, but just the high points. The third note, someone saying I love you after 4 days and having no idea what they look like is a stretch. I think I hate these people.
We need your... That's the thing, is we need your perspective, because...
Okay.
We need, like, the absolute, like, going into, like, the... I don't know why my mind first went here, but it's not so much Alice in Wonderland as it is, like, Emily Blunt in Sicario, where you are just being dragged into a very specific kind of hell by us.
Yeah, that's how I feel, yeah.
My Love is Blind experience is, like... being like, I don't really want to watch it, and then like sitting down and watching it and being like, I'm watching every episode, but like if something like Juicy's happening, I'm like, what are you watching?
So. I got this keynote. This is from episode 1, right? And I wanted to bring this note up, but then again, this really hinted into like how much I think I just hate everyone on this show. Like, I think everyone I hate on this show.
Oh, well, good news.
Yeah, I'm sure it only gets worse. There are six seasons of it. Yeah. This note says, because one person gets proposed to after day 5. Like, imagine not knowing what someone looks like and they just propose to you on day 5. I said that marriage proposals after 5 days is... ellipses eye rolling, and I think I actually did roll my eyes super hard. I was doing the dishes while watching the show, and it was Lauren and what's his name were proposed. I don't think I wrote his name down, but Lauren, I made a note, seems weirdly obsessed with race in a very weird racist manner. That's what I wrote here. She seems to banter on for 5 minutes about the fact that the person that she's getting married to is white. No shit, you never saw what he looked like.
Oh, you know what's really funny, Ray?
Mm.
Was she talking to Cameron? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Josh, you want to give us a scoop on Lauren and Cameron?
So as far as I can't remember too much about them, but I do know that they are still together, to this day. So, I mean,
they are like the Love is Blind power couple.
Yeah.
Of,
really?
Like the power, cause they're like the ones from season one that like did it, and they go through the whole season, they get married, and they're still together.
Yeah. There's a couple like early bachelorette couples that are also still together that like, you know, have stood the test of time. So they're so far that couple. I mean, you know, the first Love is Blind aired in 2020, so it was produced in like 2018, 2019. So like two people met for 3 weeks and have been together for almost 5-6 years, like
I mean, when you play the odds that high, that doesn't shock me. You're just rolling a bunch of dice, and eventually you're going to hit the 20.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's just funny that that's the one you mentioned, because it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
They're like the people.
They are the couple.
I mean, okay, I did say I hate everybody on this show. I want to say that this is, like, much like gender, this is a spectrum. There's more hate to be had versus other people that I hate. Like, I don't hate... Who's this person? I don't hate Amber as much as I hate Barnett.
Barnett. That's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Josh is pulling a Kenobi. Oh, that's a name. There's a name I have not heard in many years. I'm watching
the Clone Wars.
I'm watching this show, and I'll just give my experience of episode 2. Barnett turning down Jessica. Jessica has a meltdown. This seems like forced reality TV show drama. It seems almost scripted, but tell you what, I guess you gotta do that to keep people glued to the TV. Jessica saying the words, "I know a million guys like you." No shit, because in your introduction episode, you say that you are a very vapid person when it comes to dating. You're no better than him.
See, I love it. You're already getting catty with it. That's what we need to do to bring the magic.
Honestly, Ray getting like a little, like getting his beak wet a little bit with the wrong season, and then going into season
the
six,
wrong season.
Honestly, it's probably not a bad thing.
Like, we'll leave it up to the listeners. Did Mike's current season ? Being the only documented form in text of watching of season 6, is that enough? Sound off in the comments.
I want to stick on this Barnett bit, because I have several notes on Barnett. I really think I hate him, and I really think I hate Jessica. To quote Jessica,
dude, I'm so excited.
Barnett is a fuckboy. Of course he is, because if he is a fuckboy, you are a fuckgirl. Man, fuck this show. Like, oh, the pot is distinctly privileged to call the kettle black, is what I'm watching of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you make a good point here. Mm. Again, like, you kind of have to understand, like, reality TV isn't like literally, it's not like literally scripted, but it is produced.
It's
produced.
Some of it's scripted.
There's a little bit of booking, WWE booking that happens.
There's a kayfabe element, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's a lot of that, and, like, again, all we have to do is just translate it into, you know, at the end of the day, I think we'll find out that Love is Blind and the end of Evangelion have a lot in common, and that at the end of the day, we're just people wanting to ascend to goo.
So,
right?
So
that's
Ray,
what we're doing.
Since you're
here,
not, since you know? Since you're gonna not continue, I assume you're not gonna continue on with season one and get on the season
I,
we met. I
you
do have
pay
to.
Me
I
too.
Do have to let you know that Jessica and Barnett do not end up together.
Oh, shocker! Hmm.
But Barnett and the one that he proposed to are still together to this day.
Okay.
So, Barnett apparently has some redeemable qualities.
Once I saw the Survivor... I have Survivor Complex, as in the show Survivor. Once I found out that they actually aren't... this was back in, like, way, way, way back when I was a kid. When I found out they're not actually, like, starving on that island. They, like... After the show, they do get food. They do get fed. They do get fed kind of well. I was like, okay, how much of this reality TV show should I start believing? How many times have they not seen each other? It's like the questions I ask. I get it. But when you tell me, like, these people are married, it's like, yeah, probably. I made this note. None of these people are not attractive. That's the most uninteresting part about this whole thing. They're all tens.
I will say the show does a better job of, like, casting some more conventionally mid to unattractive people.
I mean, well, what does that mean?
You have the baseline of they have to be attractive enough for people to want to watch them on TV, right? You have to have that there's like that baseline assumption, but like,
I mean, you what I'm trying
this
to
is
say-
where it wants you to sit, think and say cruel things because it's really funny and just awful, but like,
I guess I'm trying to say, like, hey, you probably all kind of know, since you've all met your, like, your same-sex counterpart, like, okay, there's a very high likelihood whoever I propose to, whatever, is going to be a solid 8 or more.
See,
you know what
and,
I'm saying?
And the first season...
A Netflix 7.
The first season... Yeah,
a
but
Netflix
like
Netflix 7. No,
in
no,
some of the later
kidding.
Seasons, there are some legitimate problems with like people getting out and being like, "Oh, buddy, I fucked up. You're not my type, like at all. Like straight up, I do not find you attractive." Like that does happen in the later seasons.
Now, the really fascinating thing, just to give you a little sneak peek here, Ray. Of one of the things that is like the one of the first big arcs of the current season is the audio is like the auditory version of this. It's like not even like the walk back beginning, like when I see the person and I think, it's something that is said. It's something that is said to in the pods, as they're called.
Okay.
And then the person spends the next fucking 5 episodes like slowly backing out of it because they're like, but they'll never say it. But I know it's true.
I am so confused what you mean right now. I guess I'd have to watch it.
The second it happens, you can see that person's face just like change. And then it literally that relationship goes a straight downhill from there.
Just, okay.
Oh, it's so good.
I guess I have to see what you're talking about. I know you're being coy, and I know you have to be because eventually I have to watch this episode. But I guess I'm curious.
It's oh man,
I have one last note about Barnett, and I'll shut the F up about him forever.
Okay.
Barnett, and I quote, "I brought my ukulele, my note. I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this show. My brain is literally melting."
And yet we've just begun, my friend.
When Fuckboy McGee was in the thing playing a ukulele, I'm like, Mike's trying to kill me. Mike is trying to sabotage my brain.
You know, this is like a little like a, you know, I'm just the Joseph Kurtz to the protagonist of Heart of Darkness. I forget their name. And it's just that kind of situation, you know. All you have to do to rescue me is just take a riverboat through the jungles of Love is Blind, and then
the jungles
we'll
of
see
what
we'll meet each other in paradise at the reunion show.
Is that? Are you talking about Heart of Darkness, or are you talking about Fitzgerald? I don't know which one.
I'm making a weird Heart of Darkness, Love is Blind bit, and it's kind of tanking.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay,
I thought it was funny.
I thought you were talking about Fitzgerald, and I was gonna have to take a riverboat up a mountain.
No, that's a funicular.
Okay. That's a good question. Is the funicular at that point?
does Heart of Darkness work if you have to take like a goofy mode of transportation? Like river, like a boat through a jungle river is kind of one thing, but like funicular up a beautiful mountain, it's like, I mean, I don't know. How could anyone go that crazy up at the top of the mountain? I don't know.
The fact that you're attached to just what's essentially a string and you're hoping that the string holds you, that could drive a lot of people crazy. Oh, I do, I did make this note. LC, do you know any songs in the ukulele, Barnett? No, I don't know any songs, actually. But I do like Taylor Swift. I hope you like Taylor Swift. I had to pause right there. I had to pause and go do anything else.
Magic. Like, again, the beauty of this is just people saying things that no one could write. And that's the magic we have to look for in this, I think.
That's true. A writer, a good writer, would not have written that. And said, well... I did watch Rise of Skywalker. I don't know, man. I think If you
I will guarantee you, you will have a better time watching Love is Blind Season 6 than you did watching Rise of Skywalker.
That's not a hard bar to clear.
Well, it's still clearing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you want me to say? It's better than, like, a stubbing your toe? Because it is.
Yes.
It's better than a lot of... better than most things one could say. Most things are worse than sitting on your couch watching Love is Blind Season 6.
Well, yeah. There's a lot more worse.
The reviews are in, folks. I don't know what's happening with this right now. I like how this is like a Love is Blind bonus sode.
Yes.
Slash, I'm sorry, wasn't more clear about what an episode
is. Our,
I'm gonna fess up. This is probably mostly my fault.
This is the preseason
but
primer.
This is great.
This is the preseason primer. This is time for everybody to go watch Love is Blind Season 6, Episode 1 and 2.
Right.
So that they can join in the discussion at unscriptedgaming.com. It's where you can find all of our socials, all of the links to all of our podcasts. We are on Facebook at Unscripted Game Podcast. We're on X at unscript_gaming. You can get all of our audio versions at soundcloud.com/unscripted-gaming. We are on all the podcatchers. Catch our video features. Jesus
video.
Christ, God. Our video
wow,
on
okay.
the YouTube. My God. Thank wow. you for listening to Postscripted. My name is Josh.
My name is Mike.
My name is not Barnett.
Peace.